tax professional business leaders and professionals, doctors, lawyers, educators, who didn't just let you for all those people. Make them the right way. Please do this. End my life. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Keep It Real with Casey Armstrong right here. 1100 WRNW1 is the Women's Radio Network. I'm very excited. My next guest is Kimberly Frank. She is the owner of Foreclosures Gone Wild. And she has a great story and an incredible business here. And a lot of promotion going on here. This is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Kimberly Frank, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm great, Casey.
Heard of him before, haven't you, Casey?
I'm sorry, I haven't.
Oh, well, he's like the granddad
I have a sibling who's in the the home study course, the series, the 3-day live training, and then a 10-day live training that it also comes with on June 6th and 7th, just on structuring 2 full days on short sale negotiating, so you can know all the different types of liens you can negotiate off. And believe it or not, you can negotiate just about anything in life. They can go to foreclosures.mile.com/radio and make it a special just for listening today. And those sellers who are out there, like the great sister who is trying to help the brother, go to freewaxaboutforeclosure.com as a seller. And, please download that free report, and then you'll educate yourself on getting the right team for the right seller, the seller themselves, so you can help them.
After one completes that three-day course that you're giving, what will they take away from that? What kind of tools do they have?
They would have all the paperwork, all the knowledge to go ahead and go and buy a short sale immediately and work with the seller. A proven system that will fully disclose the intention of an investor to buy, fix, and resell the property. And also, they will have the knowledge of the right team players to work with, and also get 6 months of mentorship with me by email so that I can answer all the questions. I'll look at the paperwork, whatever they need, to make sure that they're set up accordingly. Now, if they want to come to Florida and visit me, I'd love to see them. But I only take 30 people. I used to hold them in a hotel, Casey, and I'm an eye-to-eye gal, and I read body language really, really well. I'm a brunette, I'm a blonde, with a brunette underneath, so I play the dumb one when I used to go to the seminars to ask the teacher questions that I knew the answers for, because it wasn't clear to the people in the audience. And so when these people leave, they truly understand the system. They truly understand how they, in turn, can become their own business owner and become wealthy in real estate while having fun helping people that have hard times. Because the banks, one of my logos is Don't Let the Bank Win, and the banks are really strong in sellers. And unless caring investors get involved, to help our economy and help our sellers, we're going to have a bunch of those zombie homes. Those people walk away from their homes, the bank forecloses, and they don't properly notify everyone. So that's why the zombie homes are sitting there, because they didn't legally serve the right parties and they can't smell it.
Well, so interesting. To start something like this, to get involved with this, do you have to have a huge bank role?
No. Absolutely not. When I started, I used my credit cards. I'm talking about a great price for the radio listeners, for them to get the training. Everybody thinks that they'll go to free training and walk away with something. Well, they'll walk away with a tip. That in turn means you need their forms, you need their system. And the cost is really nominal. And I teach you how to find private lenders or even use the end buyer's money to fund the transactions as long as full disclosure has been done and close a back-to-back transaction.
I gotcha. I can imagine when you start buying, short sale and stuff like that.
No money down, Tracy.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. No money down techniques. All it means is how to structure a transaction using other people's deals. Everybody hears the money down. I'm the real deal, so I'm going to tell you the facts. My last name says I'm pretty straight and to the point. No money down just means you use other people's money and structure it differently.
Wow.
You structure it using your end buyer's money, where you're going to buy a house for $100, sell it for $120, you're going to make money in between, are you not?
Right.
And you fully disclose to all parties, that's your full intention, right?
Right.
So then you're going to close the deal, and you're going to make the money in between, and you're going to say, wow, I had no money, but I now have money.
Wow, I can't believe this sounds amazing. I mean, love for them not to sit in personal, because you're very funny and it must be entertaining to watch you work.
Yeah, the students will be very entertaining as they're thinking of, I can hear the way my hands are moving all around as I'm talking to you.
Here, this is the Women's Radio Network. Stay tuned, much more.